This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The ability to detect if someone is under the influence of alcohol or some kind of drug is important for businesses looking to retain a level-headed workforce and for police in keeping intoxicated people off the roads. As part of our breakthrough series exploring the leading edge of science and technology, UNT chemistry professor Guido Verbeck joins me to talk about a new device he's working on that could detect a whole range of drugs from a simple human breath. Guido Verbeck, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm sure many listeners are saying to themselves, don't we already have a device that does this?
A breathalyzer specifically for ethanol. It's a very small molecule, so it's very volatile. It's very easy to detect. When we get to bigger drugs, opioids, cannabinoids, methamphetamines, those types of things, these molecules are a lot bigger, much more difficult to trap in air.
Now, your invention uses a mass spectrometer. What is that?
It actually calculates the mass of the molecules that you put in there. It ionizes them and then determines what their masses are.
Now, how does it work in analyzing a person's breath? Is this something you blow into? Does it detect the molecules around you? I mean,
a lot of that technology is in the front end. Front end technology uses a carbon mesh capture, similar to what we use for filtering organics out of water. And it traps the organics that are in the breath. So if a person has been smoking or on meth or any of those types of things, those metabolites and those drugs actually get trapped on the carbon mesh, and then it's heated off and put in the mass spec.
How good will this device be in detecting new dangerous drugs? Is this something that could be reconfigured easily to pick those drugs up?
Or? Absolutely. And that's the beautiful thing about the mass spec. The reason it's so trusted is because it's had a 30 to 40 year history in forensics. It can learn new compounds. And so if a cop sees somebody that's clearly under the influence, but he's not blowing what we have in the library, then a red light will go off. And we can start taking the molecule apart with the same instrument and starting to determine, like, maybe it's a macathinone backbone or a new synthetic cannabinoid or a new fentanyl. And in these cases, we can actually learn with the instrument.
This technology isn't just aimed at law enforcement. According to your research, it could also be used to help emergency responders or hospitals in figuring out what someone might be overdosing on.
That's right. Our partner in this, InspectIR, came up with the idea that that the hospitals, when the people come in, and if they're shot or have some sort of medical emergency, they may already be under the influence of some drug. And the doctors don't know, but they're going to prescribe or they're going to dose them. So an instrument like this would have a good front end like that to tell the doctors, hey, this person's already on something, and then quantitate that. In the past, it's always been whether you've had the drug or not had the drug. We've never had to quantitate. But now that opioids are prescribed, and now that cannabinoids may come down as a legal THC, for instance, then we have to have a way to quantitate also, not just say that it's there, but how much.
So what's next for it? I'm sure there are a few more regulatory hurdles.
Next, we've got to go into clinical. So one of the nice things about technology is currently right now we have the ability to create breath. So we can mix the amount of moisture, CO2, oxygen, nitrogen, whatever we want, into a field stream. And then we use a permeation tube to give us the chemistry we're interested in detecting. So this makes a great lab platform for detecting breath and what's on breath and what's our sensitivity. Of course, the next is to get people to blow into it.
Why hasn't law enforcement or other industries embraced this technology earlier?
Yeah, there's two reasons. One, mass spec has a lot of moving parts, and so it took a long time for technology, pump technology specifically, to start getting smaller and more reliable. Rugged is what we mean. Because those inventions have moved that technology forward, we can get the device smaller. The second thing that's preventing it is cost. I mean, a typical benchtop mass spec will cost you $100,000 to $200,000. Getting this device down to about $20,000 has been a feat, and now we need to get it down below $10,000 to really get it so that the market can pick it up and use it more regularly.
Would this device be able to alert a police officer or an agency that it's about to encounter dangerous chemicals?
That's what we're doing specifically with the software. It's really trying to give them a good course of action, especially in the fentanyl realm. Cops have been dosing themselves just because there's some powder on the shirt. It's transdermal, or it gets up into the nasal passage. And we want to protect them from that. And so if they ever get a hit like this, or even a person who's on it and the possibility of that drug being present, needs a new course of action.
Guido Verbeck is a chemistry professor at UNT. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Justin.